Hello, hello all. Welcome to yet another episode of Cricket Unplugged. This is second episode where we have a guest on our show. So usually it's me and Suraj, but on this episode we have a very special guest who is a childhood friend of mine, a very pragmatic and thoughtful approach to the sport. He brings up as whenever I have interacted with him, and as of now, it's actually thrilling for me to have this conversation as he's in United States of America. So he's a Bangalorean by heart, but he's working in Walmart Labs in USA as of now. So without any further ado, let's welcome Sri to the show. Hi, 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 Harry. How are you?
Yeah, hey Raghav, thanks so much for the introduction. That's one of the nicest introductions I've heard about me.
Oh, that's cool. So first of all, nice to have you on board Cricket Unplugged. So it's always great to talk about the sport, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And more so with somebody who I personally feel has a very reasonable approach to any discussion or topic. So that's one of the main reasons I am very curious to know your take on many things on the game from a personal angle, and what shaped your fondness for the game and many thing else. So I think let's get into it. So I clearly remember when we are growing up as well, like you were playing, right? You are playing cricket in probably school or even college. So
Yeah.
where did it all start for you? Like, as in the love for the game. And so as I in my episode with Varun, so he used to go to a coaching academy, and I joined him when I was in probably 9 or 10 year old. So in the same coaching area. So it was very easy for me. So I just had a bigger brother, so I just followed him. And that's how I started to play the game. And then I fell in love with the game. So what's your story? So everybody has their cricket story. So just curious to know what yours is.
Yeah, so I think growing up in India, it's natural for like every kid to pick up a bat and ball and start playing. So my dad and my cousin were at home were big cricket fans. So I started playing with them and I started following the game with them as such. So and like I think the earliest memories of following cricket that I have are probably, from the 99 World Cup. I think all of us who were born in the early 90s, the first introduction to cricket was probably around then. So, I mean, I have extremely vague memories from there where, I vaguely remember Sachin's 140 like against Kenya after he came back. I remember the Australia South Africa semi-final. I for a long time I thought that was the final. Yeah, but these things like these were significant things in the World Cup. There was one name from right through the World Cup that was so each time that we were watching cricket. So when we were discussing who actually was batting, the one name that I heard almost all the time was Dravid. Okay, and it's something like a lot of people end up missing out on. He was the highest scorer during the World Cup, and he was the only one who scored more than 400 runs in that World Cup. And because India went out in the pool stage, people never realized this. So for me, that was when I started liking him as a player. And then when I hadn't heard about him at all, and then suddenly in that World Cup was when I heard. So started off there, and then the following year, I think after that, in 2000, during there was an ICC knockout series. I think that's the first series that I remember completely, like having followed completely.
Kenya.
Yes, in Kenya.
Virat Singh and Zahid Khan's first.
The against Australia. So, so these players, you know, when I've always been someone who supports the underdog, and so it's like when new players actually come to the fore, I feel like I have followed them right since they started off, and that bond ends up developing because of that. Yeah. Mm. So.
Yeah.
And then after that, the 2001 Australia series happened, and I think that was the turning point for a lot of Indian cricket fans. For me, the 2000 match fixing scandal had not affected me as much because I did not know enough about the game at that point. But for a lot of people, I mean, I later found out that for a lot of people, that had moved them away from cricket itself.
Yes. Same game. Same with me. When I heard many people move out of the game and then question how moral or ethical the sport is, where you can just sell yourself for money and you can put your greed over the nation. So I've read many things. Of course, I don't remember as such, as you said, when the incident happened. The only thing I clearly remember was Hansi Cronje's passing away, chopper crash, and so that stays in my mind even now. But what followed later on with Azharuddin, Jadeja, Salim Malik, and many other players getting banned, I think when Herschel Gibbs also was banned for a year. So, it was pretty dark time. And actually, that's where ironically, that's the thing, that particular incident followed by Sourav Ganguly taking over, that sort of ignited the flame within me, I think, personally, because I wanted to see what this country, which prides itself on cricket and almost every family talks about the sport, how will they bounce back? So that was going through my mind even when I was pretty young, when these things happened. So that's where my fascination with Indian cricket came in, actually. I'm not a big fan of Indian team as such, generally speaking. But that is, Ganguly era was something else, because they were completely written off by the world. So it was like a doomsday kind of situation. And Ganguly just bought in what Kohli is imbibing, I guess, very well now. Aggression, self-belief, confidence, exuberance, you name it. You can add a lot of adjectives. And Ganguly bought it to the Indian team. So that was I completely agree with you. It was a big turning point in both ways. Many left the sport, many left following the sport. For me, it was a completely other way around. So it's a big thing. So, but then I want to, now that you are in USA and you can't follow live games because of the time lag and time difference, actually, not time lag as such. So, but how important is the game to you now? Like, what's the significance being a NRI sort of a person now? Like, so now that you're pretty much working there in US, and so this is something which I have heard a lot of from my cousin, like my uncles in the USA. So they are like, they actually request me to continue what I do. That is right, because they feel that they are in touch with the sport, at least through my articles. I find that pretty gratifying and humbling, actually, in a way, because they can as well go to Cricinfo and get the latest news, but they are looking up to me in many ways, in a way to stay in touch with the game. And they say, they take it as far as saying that this keeps them in sync with the country. So that's pretty big. So is it as big as that for you, or is it like a just an extension of what you were earlier, just you're in a different location kind of thing? Or what is your take on this particular angle as such?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, firstly, I do enjoy your reading your articles too. So please keep them up. Now, getting to following the game, yeah, it's, I mean, I've understood why following, like, you know, why the US has its own set of sports. So not just cricket, most other sports that are played around the world are difficult to follow here because of the time zone issues. So, I mean, sitting here, it's difficult to catch games live. Australia, New Zealand, and of course West Indies are things, like, you know, a series played here are things that you can follow. Everything else, you could maybe, you know, manage to get in an hour or two of some session or something like that. So in general, it's not as easy. So one thing that has changed significantly is that, you know, I don't follow IPL as much, because for that I need to get up, you know, much earlier, as in like matches start at 6:30 types in the morning. I might manage to get the last 10 overs of the second innings or so, but that's, yeah. But I do make sure that I follow on scorecards and highlights and stuff like that. This specific series that's going on right now has been really fun to watch. I mean, I probably can watch the last session before I start work every day, but that's still fun to watch, because cricketing action is all the time.
Exactly. So it's a mix of many things, like cricket post the 3-month lockdown, and actually test cricket in itself with all its various nuances and all the ups and downs you see, and all the drama surrounding the game, where you have a Stuart Broad being dropped from the first game, and then how he comes back with a 10-for, and now we entered into a very illustrious group of bowlers into the 500 wickets club. So there's a lot of things happening in just one series. And of course, I'm 100% sure the people who are deprived of cricket followed this series very eagerly. But once probably the IPL starts September, which is, I think it's going to happen, is what I've been reading. Once that happens, I think any other test cricket sadly would get pretty poor TRPs and all that. So sad, it's pretty sad. But at least I think I am personally enjoying the fact that test cricket is back on the map tape now, because there's no other live cricket happening. So
that's
a great thing from a personal sense. But then, so you mentioned that you stopped following the IPL. So is it a conscious decision that you didn't like the tournament? Like for me, I don't necessarily watch most of the games. To be frank, as a cricket analyst, it's a very lucrative period, as you can write 1-2 articles a day almost, and you get much more money than what a freelancer would get on normal days, when there is no IPL going on. But apart from that, I am not someone who is very keenly following the games, or I don't care who wins type, just for the fun. Of course, it's good fun, but just wanted to know, like, is it just because there's too many games happening, or is the format put off, or is it only the time? Like, as you mentioned earlier, I had to get up much earlier, so that caused this lack of interest. I just wanted to know, like, why? Because this IPL is so huge here. And I'm sure even in US and any country where there are a lot of Indians overseas, I think the only tournament they watch probably would be the IPL. So it's actually a very contrary point of view you have here. So why is that? So why is the...
That's an interesting question you brought up. So for me, I think initially when the IPL came up, I was extremely excited. You know, I was looking forward to all of what was like up ahead, because India just won the T20 World Cup and now we had another T20 tournament itself. So the first few seasons was really exciting. You know, when I look back, the second season was probably my favorite one because of you know, the average, like you had a lot of 130, 140 scores that were actually successfully defended.
Yeah. So
initially it was really exciting, but slowly as time went by, there were multiple reasons why I started losing interest in IPL, and moving to the US was something that like the fact that it's become difficult to follow in the US has made me put even lesser effort to actually watch IPL matches as such. So, yeah, so, I mean, one big reason that I see is that every 3 years, you have like a fresh team, right? So the bond that you form with the player as such, when you're supporting your team, is just so now they've moved to another team, and now, when you're rooting for your team, you end up going against players that you have liked in the past. So that's something. And some things like, so there was the spot fixing scandal, and there's been a lot of things about the IPL that are questionable. So all of these things add doubts to your head. And apart from that, growing up, I think this is slightly old school thinking. Growing up, we've always seen international cricket, and even though other sports, in football and all that, the leagues are more famous than international matches. In cricket, it's always been international cricket, right? So now, 2 full months of the year, you have a league as such. It's not something that is very easy for me to accept as a fan, where 2 months of international cricket has been replaced by a league as such.
Yeah, so I think I could add to that by saying that three specific reasons why I don't find it that attractive, although I follow games even now, and I would be following this IPL as well. So, but why I kind of moved away was, one was, I don't support a team just because they're in the same cities. I have never supported RCB, and I don't think there's any valid reason to support them as well, the way they played in the glorious history of IPL so far. So apart from the Kohli's and the Indians, that's why I brought up RCB to be specific. But generally, like you said, when you have players like you have grown up and you are really fond of, and they're part of a team. Because I remember I was a Kings 11 fan in 2008, 2009, 2010, because they had UV, Irfan Pathan, Harbhajan Singh, Brett Lee, Mahila Jayawardene, and Kumar Sangakkara. These are my probably in the top 20-30 players of all time. So probably maybe not in test matches and not format wise, generally I would say. So you have all of them playing in one team. Like you say, you just probably gravitate towards that team. So I was supporting Kings XI Punjab even in the final of the the semi-final of 2008 game. I actually missed that game live at home, but I was completely into the tournament for probably first 3 years, actually, not even first 2 years. And where it slipped away was when there was IPL 3 days after India winning the 2011 50 over World Cup. Like, it was exhausting.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Not a term which we can say as cricket fans, but we are ourselves exhausted, because we had such a long tournament where India played so well and they won the tournament, and then literally you blink your eye type and then you have a tournament starting
again. Off.
So it's too much of thing. And one more reason was a scandal. So you start losing faith in the tournament as it is. Anyway, it is meant to be entertainment. So that should be glamour and all the cheer girls and all the star movie stars. So that's fine. That adds a good fun angle to it. But once it gets, it brought back a bit of the 2000, that bad phase of Indian cricket, that kind of memories came up in my mind. Once we got to know that Chennai Super Kings and Rajasthan Royals are banned for 2 years. So that kind of took me away from IPL on a personal front. And I am saying this again, that I watched the IPL as a cricket analyst purely, not as a fan. So just to write about it, I watched the games. So it is clearly, there's no, and as you said, one player plays for one team. And then he, like, I was supporting Irfan Pathan. So wherever he moved, I used to support that team. So Varun has this point of saying that you choose a team. Don't look.
Oh, yeah. Like, I share the same views as Varun.